Hello Bluegrasses. I hope you enjoyed a different opening tune for a change. That is a tune called Sunburst, and that's myself playing banjo back in 1976, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and myself doing a little bit of dobro work there as well. Colin Watson on guitar, Alan James on bass, and it was a fun tune to play, a different way to use the Scruggs pegs on the banjo there. Well, I hope you're keen to listen to another hour of bluegrass music. I am. I've got a whole bunch of music set up here for you. What have we got? 9 Mile Creek, Lynn Morris, Reno and Smiley, Unspoken Tradition, Lonely Heartstrings Band, all sorts of people. And I think you're really going to like some of the choices that I've made. The reason why I'm playing 9 Mile Creek is they're coming to the Kiwigrass Festival, and each session from now on I'll be featuring some of the musicians that are coming to the Kiwigrass Festival in New Zealand on the first weekend of February 2019, 1st, 2nd and 3rd of February, and it's going to be a great event. I hope you're all looking forward to it if you can make it, and otherwise you're just going to hear some great music. And 9 Mile Creek, Australian band, consists of Tanya Belka on fiddle, Kevin Parcell on guitar, Colin Waite on banjo, Mark Pottinger on mandolin, and Andrew Barcham on bass, all well known around the bluegrass scene, and they do some fine music. This is from their album just called 9 Mile Creek. We're going to hear a couple of tunes, Dangerous Game and then Walls of Time. That's the old Pete Rowe and Bill Monroe tune, Walls of Time. And Dangerous Game is written by Mark Pottinger, the mandolin player. Here come 9 Mile Creek.
Trying to break my heart, 'cause you toy with my affections like a tomcat with a mouse, and I'm sorry, but I think it's time we part. So mysteriously, 'cause I've heard sad stories from some friends of mine. It's a dangerous game that you're playing. Tell me, are you trying to break my heart? 'Cause you toy with my affections like a tomcat with a mouse, and I'm sorry, but I think it's time we part. Told me that you always would be true, but now I find you drinking and cavorting. No, I'll no longer put my trust in you. It's a dangerous game that you're playing. Tell me, are you trying to break my heart? 'Cause you toy with my affections like a tomcat with a mouse, and I'm sorry, but I think it's time we part. Find me sitting all alone here. No, you won't find me waiting on the shelf, 'cause I'm so tired of being all alone here. I'm moving on, I'll find somebody else. It's a dangerous game that you're playing. Tell me, are you trying to break my heart? 'Cause you toy with my affections like a tomcat with a mouse, and I'm sorry, but I think it's time we part. Saying that
you're sorry. Don't think that you can try and apologize, 'cause I found out that you're not worth the worry. You're history to me since I got wise. It's a dangerous game that you're playing. Tell me, are you trying to break my heart? Sorry, but I think it's time we part. Yes, you toy with my affections like a tomcat with a mouse. And I'm sorry, but I think it's time we part.
Die.
that's 9 Mile Creek, and they'll be over at the Kiwi Grass Festival the first weekend in February 2019, and you'll be able to come along and see them play. And it's going to be a real treat. Just go to the Facebook page, type in Kiwi Grass, I'm sure you'll find it, and that keeps you up to date. Click like, I think is the process. You click like and you get... stay on board with everything that's happening, all the bands that are being announced as playing, and details of how to get tickets. Tickets aren't on sale yet, but sometime in October you'll be able to get the early bird tickets, and that will make it easier for you to get there and get your sort out, whether you're camping or staying in the cabins or staying off site or whatever it is. You'll be able to get all the details from there. Lynn Morris, one of my favourites. I really enjoy Lynn Morris's voice. She's got a wonderful quality to her voice and chooses some great songs. We're going to hear a couple of songs from the Lynn Morris Band, and they're Goodbye to the Blues, and then a lovely song, Don't Neglect the Rose in Your Garden.
I can't see them with my eyes, I can't touch them with my hands, but I feel them in a rainstorm or on the desert's burned sands. Cause they always seem to find me when I'm unaware, sneaking up behind me when I'm in my easy chair. Bad news, bad news, I say hello to the blues. Behind me when I'm
Isn't that a beautiful song? Lyd Morris, Don't Neglect the Rose. And before that was Goodbye to the Blues. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and we're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, which is the big music store in Anglesey Street in Hamilton, and they have everything there that you could possibly want. Now, if you listen to the show, you'll hear the advertisement for Shearer's, and they used the tune that I opened the show with, a tune called Sunburst, with the Scruggs Pegs and things like that in there. That's where you've heard that tune before, and go in to see the people at Shearer's. Everyone knows what they're talking about. They have a wonderful range of guitars, from the beginner guitars up to Martins, and they've got Deering banjos. They've got all sorts of mandolins and everything in between, electric guitars, basses, drums, keyboards, and you can buy all the accessories that you need to buy to strings, and it's always worthwhile changing your strings. Just rub your finger down the steel string, and if it feels rough at any point, it's time you changed it. That's the rule. People often ask me, how often should I change my strings? And I say, if you can't remember when you last changed them, it's time to change them. That's not a bad rule. Every time I put new strings on my banjo, I think, oh, this sounds really good. I should have done this before. And the same applies to all the other instruments. I gave my mandolin a holiday. I've got a Kentucky mandolin that sounds reasonable, and it was feeling pretty dead and clumsy. So that's mostly my playing. But I put new strings on it. Oh, felt wonderful. So you got to do it. Talking about mandolins, let's get on and hear Joe Walsh and the Wolfcat Breakdown. Joe Walsh toured here recently with Mark Mazengarb. Stunning player. You'll most likely hear him with the Gibson Brothers. But he toured with Mark and has put out some albums by himself. This is from the album Sweet Loam, and Wolfcat Breakdown just shows off his mandolin virtuosity. Thank you. Joe Walsh with the Wolfcat Breakdown. Here's some classic bluegrass, which I like to play. Reno and Smiley from their King record collection, recorded mid-1950s, most likely. One of their lesser-known songs, it's one called The Road of Broken Hearts. Some classic bluegrass from Reno and Smiley. They did some wonderful stuff. Their duet work was excellent, as you can hear. Don Reno's banjo playing was absolutely superb. And Don wrote just about all the songs that the band did. And they're very influential on early Hamilton County bluegrass band. We really liked the way they played and how they presented their music. We got a song Barefoot Nelly from them. And that was one in particular that we used to do. Oh, last week we had a band called Unspoken Tradition just finishing the show, and it sort of frustrated me because I had a couple of other tracks I would have liked to have played and couldn't fit them in. So I decided I'd like to put them on today's show as well. Unspoken Tradition is Audie McGinnis on guitar and lead some lead vocals, Lee Shuford on dobro and some lead vocals. In fact, he's singing on the tracks that I've selected. Matt Warren on bass and harmony, Tim Gardner on fiddle, Ty Gilpin on mandolin, and Zane McGinnis on banjo. And I just like the way they approach their music. And we're going to hear from them the title tune of their CD, Simple Little Town, and then a tune called Time Marches On. Here comes Unspoken Tradition.
Every day's the same. I've got to get away, get out of this same old day that I'm stuck in. Won't you go with me? like where the sun sets on fields instead of buildings, where the night isn't touched by man-made light. You can walk the street and everyone you meet will smile and say hello. Yes, I'd be fine.
My eyes.
Well, that's Simple Little Town. That's the album song, and the second song was Time Marches On from Unspoken Tradition. Pretty full-on bluegrass band, and they got lots of energy and write some great songs. So I hope you enjoyed that. I'd like to say hi to all the people around New Zealand listening on Access Radio programs. This one comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, we're called, in Hamilton. It goes round various Access Radio stations in New Zealand. Thanks very much for listening, either live or whenever the program's put out in your area or as a podcast. Thank you very much. And also the Access Radio stations in Canada. Really neat to know that the music's being listened to over there. And, of course, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Thanks for having Antipodean voice from New Zealand introducing some bluegrass music, and I hope you're enjoying our approach to your music, and I hope you enjoy hearing about music events in New Zealand. It happens everywhere in the world, doesn't it? Lots of foreign countries, all sorts of people playing this great music. Now, back in 1942, that was the beginnings of bluegrass music. You had Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys, but they didn't have Earl Scruggs yet. And Bill obviously had an idea what he wanted to do with the music. But all around him was lots of people who were also playing pretty similar sorts of bluegrass music. And Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, make sure I got that right. Roy, is that what he was calling himself? It's just Roy Acuff here. He had a band, Dobro. They had fiddle, guitar, and had some banjo sometimes, and vocal harmonies. Roy Acuff sang lead. He had a big following over the Grand Ole Opry, and he was playing what you'd call pre-bluegrass, and this song comes into that category. It doesn't have the drive that Munro added to the music when he got Earl Scruggs in particular, and that combination of Munro's drive and Earl Scruggs' picking just made it. We're going to hear Roy Acuff singing Not a Word from Home.
One little word from mother and daddy, my heart would fill with cheer. Each day I take a walk, I travel down the trail. Each day the postman tells me no letter in the mail. No, not a word. No, not a word. No, not a word from home anymore. From home, my heart would be so gladdened, I never more would roam. The days have turned to weeks, the weeks have turned to years, without one little word from the ones I love so dear. No, not a word. No, not a word. No, not a word from home anymore. We're okay, but something could have happened. They're getting old and gray. I'm going home tomorrow. I'm going there to stay. I'm going home tomorrow. I can't live on this way. Thank you.
I'll be on that train, just watch me coming back to you. I'm going back to the place I never should have left, 'cause this crazy town I'm leaving has made my life a mess. Hey train, carry me back to my home. Hey train, carry me back to my home. It's the only train I wanna ride, taking me back to you. Tomorrow night you'll see me, my girl right by my side. This train's gonna take me there, all right, gonna take me on that ride. I'm going back to the place I never should have left. I've finally had enough, I'm going back to my girl instead. Hey train, carry me back to my home. Hey train, back to my home. It's the only train I want to ride, taking me back to you. Train, carry me back to my home. Hey train, carry me back to my home. It's the only train I want to ride, taking me back to you. Hey train, carry me back to my home. Hey train, carry me back to my home. It's the only train I wanna ride, taking me back to you.
That was a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Hey Train, and that's recorded 1997 on the Encore album that Hamilton County did. Alan Rhodes singing lead, David Calder playing mandolin and doing high harmony, Jeremy Trenwith playing bass doing the baritone harmony, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, and myself playing banjo, picking hard on a song that Alan Rhodes wrote. And of course, Hamilton County will be at the Kiwigrass Festival supporting it in every way that we possibly can. Another band that's going to be there, toured New Zealand within the last 12 months, wonderful musicians, Lonely Heartstrings Band. Everyone who saw them was just wowed by their performances, and we're delighted to have them back again. George Clements on guitar and vocals, Patrick McGonigal on fiddle and vocals, Matt Whitler on mandolin, Gabe Hirschfield on banjo, and Charles Clements on bass and vocals. Very original music, some lovely touches to it. And you're going to hear a couple of tracks from them now. Sophia, or maybe Sophia. Sophia I like better. And The Tide.
It's a cold, dark morning. I walk out to greet the dawn. There there's a northern wind a-blowing, for the one I loved has gone. She left this world a wild one, though I begged her please to stay. So I'll just go down to the river, wash my sorrows all away. Her name was Sweet Sophia. She wore the saddest smile in town. She wore flowers in her auburn hair and a plain white linen gown. Her beauty was my weakness, though I begged her please to stay. Washed her sorrows all away. Sweet Sophia, will I see you again when my days reach their end? Sweet Sophia, whispers out my name. A ghostly voice that haunts my mind. Though the seasons change, all the memories never fade. So at night I sing a song to the silent stars above, with hopes my sweet Sophia, oh, will not forget my love. And I've begun to understand what made her drift away. So I'll just go down to that river, wash my sorrows all away. Sweet Sophia, will I see you again when my days reach their end? Sweet Sophia,
hanging my coat upon your wall, my dear. I've walked these snowy sidewalks, felt the rain come pouring down on me. Like
canvas wears color. Without you near, I am an empty frame. I hope you're waiting for me. I long to hear you pass and speak your name. So I'm running. Driving those New England shores. Across the bridge, my thoughts and I wander with the highway leading to your door. So I'm running homeward, drifting upward. Will you keep me by your side?
The Lonely Heartstrings Band with The Tide. Well, it's time to get to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Hope you've enjoyed the tracks you've heard. We'll take it out with a gospel song from Longview. James King, Dudley Connell, Don Rigsby doing the vocals here. Touch of God's Hand. Thanks very much for listening. See you again next week.